questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk by an instructor in a biology laboratory.
Before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we'll be using. The first thing I'd like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of material, far more than you could ever handle in a single semester. What you're supposed to do is choose the experiments and activities that you want to do, within a certain framework, of course. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to mention that in each workbook chapter, there are usually two subsections. The first is called Experiments, and the second is called Activities. In the Experiments section, the workbook gives full instructions for all the experiments, including alternate procedures. Choose the procedure you wish. There's plenty of equipment available. In the Activities section, you will find suggestions for projects that you can do on your own time. You'll see that there are usually no detailed instructions for the activities. You're supposed to do them your own way. If there are no questions, let's turn to Chapter 1 now.
Number 39. What is the instructor describing? Number 40. What is the instructor's main point? Number 41. How are the activities different from the experiments? Number 42. When would this talk be given?